Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. This is a unique setting we have here.
We're all masked up.
We are now back together. 2 weeks away you were, Dave, from the show. We had Andrew filling in. You're here now. We're all masked up. For those of you who don't know how our location in downtown Calgary, the room that we record this in is pretty close. So we're less than 6 feet away. So we've got the hand sanitizers going, the masks going.
Yep.
The numbers have gone up, Dave. People are scared out there. And there are also people who just don't believe in the stuff that's happening.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all over the place. No matter what your belief is, it's having an impact. It's having an impact on us socially. It has an impact on us from a work perspective, right? Economically, and not just in Canada, obviously. This is the same issue everywhere.
Correct. Right? And you're hearing more and more businesses publicly traded in the stock market or even privately here and locally are saying, can everybody just relax a bit, stay home, play it safe. We don't want to shut down our economies. And you're seeing that certain parts of North America have shut down either schools or they've restricted time when you can come out, so on and so forth. And I understand that we're kind of getting that COVID fatigue.
Yeah.
We're frustrated because we are limited in what our freedoms were before.
Yes.
But this is some serious stuff. We have friends that are in our medical physicians in the ICU telling us, guys, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. So we're getting a lot of information, and that kind of doesn't really get through to the markets. The markets, the stock market, especially in Canada and the United States, haven't been negatively impacted in a severe way with
and
the growing number of cases.
And it's confusing for a lot of people
Absolutely.
Of why that is. And so let's talk a little bit about that, because in the fourth segment today, you know, we've had lots of questions from people, including our clients, about how did we do so well through this? And we want to share some of that secret sauce, right? Because being active, remember, volatility creates opportunity.
Correct.
It can be scary. I'm not trying to diminish the impact it can have there, but it always creates opportunity. And we want to talk about moves, how to trade and profit from that kind of volatility, okay? But
that's going to be on our show today. We also have a conversation about what's the geopolitics around COVID. The vaccine's coming.
Yep.
It's coming soon.
Yep.
Who gets it? Who doesn't? Who's going to fight about it?
Yep.
Can you imagine Biden versus Trump in a boxing match over this one?
Come on.
Okay, did I just give you a visual? That'd be interesting.
Would be a heck of a pay-per-view.
I think, that'd be a Zoom call. I don't think you'll get that many people looking at Biden versus Trudeau in a boxing. Anyways, that point, I digress.
That's a pretty good one, yeah.
So we also have...
Well, we're getting to the end of the year.
Yeah.
And every year we have a conversation around how to prepare yourself, you know, from a tax perspective, in the most effective way you can. And there's some differences this year because we've had CERB payments and so on and so forth.
Yep.
So we're going to talk to Jamie Golombek and get some tips about what we should be thinking about preparing and taking advantage of before the calendar changes.
We're also going to, on this piece, we're going to talk to him, wealth tax.
Right.
Principal residence taxation.
Right.
Increase in capital gains tax. These things are around the corner, coming our way. What do we do about it?
Really worried about it.
What do we do about it? We're going to have that conversation. So it's going to be a great show today. Dave, these markets really didn't move much this week. You saw smaller volatility versus what we've seen in previous weeks, up or down.
Yeah.
And so is COVID fatigue hitting the market fatigue?
Well, so I'm going to use a phrase that I heard this week from a friend of mine. His name is Tino. So if you're listening, Tino, this is credited to you. He said, we're on the march to March. Right? So, you know, his comment in our conversation was, you know, we've heard a whole bunch of good things. Now, the numbers of COVID cases are rising, but we've got good news on the vaccination front. What we have to do is we got to get to March.
Yeah.
Right? Then the weather turns, things will start to settle down naturally. We've got vaccinations, so it's the march to March. And I think we need to think in those terms. Now, what's interesting about that from my perspective when we talk about markets and pricing it, right? What's the market reacting to? Why haven't we seen big crashes?
Correct.
Right? And it's because the market is future looking, right? It's not reacting to today's numbers because those numbers are bad, right? But what's on the horizon? Okay? And we have seen some bouts where, you know, say the S&P down 5, 6, 7%, something like that. And then it gets backfilled. Money comes in to bid it up.
Correct.
Right? So when you're trying to price the timeline on this, price the opportunity, we're actually dealing with a relatively short timeline. And we're dealing, I think, with a global environment, a global government that has learned how better to handle closures and be more targeted and more effective at support payments rather than what we started with last last March.
Yeah, the markets are looking for more and more stimulus. They're right. looking for more and more money being pumped into the economy, protecting individuals. That's now the expectation.
Right.
When you have that as your expectation, the only thing that would shock the market
right.
will be as if that doesn't happen.
Correct.
If they say, nope, we're not going to write a check anymore.
Right.
Everybody's on their own.
Right.
Probability of the government saying to their people, you know, sucks to be you, you're on your own. Very unlikely, if almost impossible in my view.
Yeah.
And so there's going to, now the question is how much stimulus?
Yeah, that's right. But stimulus, the key word there is stimulus, right?
Yeah.
The market will price that in. The stimulus comes in a whole bunch of different ways, as we know. It can be yeah. direct payments.
Yeah.
You know, we just went through a recession, perhaps the first recession in history, if my research is accurate, that we actually had consumer spending go up.
Yeah.
Right?
Income go up, savings rate go up during a recession.
During a recession.
That's unheard right. of.
A really unique approach that, from an economics perspective, supported people, businesses, right?
Yeah.
And spending. And that's not to say there aren't people that were negatively affected, and we feel bad for every one of those people, but this was a very different approach. It's unlikely governments are going to give up that approach right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I agree. And that kind of gives you a different landscape of how to invest into, which is why we're not seeing the huge gyrations in the markets and so forth. So I think that's interesting. Vaccines are on its way within months that they're going to get some sort of solution. As for distribution, different conversation, but it's going to be a solution that, you know, they've been approved.
That's right. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment, about what the impact of those vaccinations are and how do we get all that, how do we get it out to people, right? And the different kinds of vaccinations. It's an important element to this, to the overall pricing of this timeline.
Correct.
Right?
And so let's kind of give our listeners a little bit of a conversation about some of the things that are happening behind the scenes when it comes to investing your portfolio. What these governments have just opened up is the ability to invest anywhere more now than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've said, look, we're all in this together. We're all going to pump money. So how do you value a company based upon the stimulus is where we call it the secret sauce sometimes has yep. to happen. We're going to talk about that today. But
right.
I think these markets, and especially the bond market, is actually looking at this saying, right now we've got a safety net. It's looking pretty good. Should that safety net get changed or removed, that's where the impacts are going to be.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk about that in the fourth segment. I want to go through some of the, not just high-level process stuff, but talk about some of the trades that were done and why and how data becomes important in these decisions and whatnot.
Yeah.
But anyways, we got to make, you know, ultimately we have to make sense of this. The pandemic will pass, okay? And for people that are either transitioning to or living in retirement, we got a long way to go. And
mm-hmm.
there's going to be more problems in the future, different kinds, whatever the case may be. And that's what we want to talk about and help people understand and build a framework and a strategy and a structure
yeah.
that can support them through whatever the problem is
let's
that we're facing.
Let's call it portfolio success. How okay. do you actually have that ingredient for portfolio success? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, December 8th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
How bad off is Canada going to be under a Biden administration? Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.